It's live from the Five Hole Faxes from UncleBale.com's weekly podcast. I am Sam Fells, your host, former editor and writer of said site, now of Deadspin.com. You can find me on Twitter at FellsGate. You can find me on Blue Sky at the same address. We are here on a, well, is it still Victory Monday? If it was on Thursday, I'm saying it is. I'm going to go ahead and say it is.
Sure, why not?
We waited long enough, God knows. Goodness knows. So we are still in triple threat formation. Slack is not picked up by Interpol yet, as far as I know. But we haven't heard from him. So
they've maybe. they got bigger fish to fry right now.
Well, he's a pretty big guy over there. He's been mistaken for a rugby player. But, you know, they have rugby on the brain. It's World Cup time over across the pond.
I want to see Andrew doing the haka with the All Blacks.
Well... Now I can't live until I see that. You've planted that, and now I have to have it. So he's working the ones and twos for us tonight. He's our supervising technician and our technical supervisor. He's Matt McClure.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. You can find Matt on Twitter at Matt_McClure_. You can find him on Blue Sky at Matt McClure, but please don't. And, well, there's no point in saying last or least when there's only two of you. But he is the goal line assassin. He is the Oracle of Humboldt Park. He's Fifth Feather John.
I dislike the missing Slack formation, but we move on.
No one's a huge fan of it, but, you know, needs must. Mm-hmm. Show must go on, John.
We have a next man up mindset here.
The kids need us.
Though, as Dan Bernstein said long ago, sometimes the next man up just sucks. John, we didn't decide how we wanted to start. Does your heart say anything differently than it did in the pre-show?
I think we are in the missing Slack formation, and he is the biggest Blackhawk.
He's the Blackhawks guy
on this podcast. So I think in honor of missing Andrew, we'll start there.
I think that's his new name, missing Andrew. All right. Well, then yes, we are on the eve of the NHL season of the
Hawks. Probably the morning when you are listening to this on your way to work or your way home.
Well, true.
We have some sickos, though, that listen as soon as you post it, Matt.
We are recording this.
Does your old man listen just to find stuff as soon as I post it, just to find stuff to needle you on now, John?
No. He usually saves it for the morning after the WGN 3-hour morning cast that he watches.
He's a big Pat Tomsula guy.
He's just a big WGN guy.
Yeah.
All around.
Well, he's the right age.
Yeah. He's their demo.
He's their demo. That's been their demo ever since I was a kid. The only time I ever heard WGN in non-Cubs times was in my grandmother's car. So, right. So we've obviously done extensive research on the upcoming NHL season.
Well, here's
well, you're getting paid to, kinda.
Kind of.
I provided my analysis. Here it is. Isaac Phillips stinks.
He does. I think he sucks.
And why are you worried about whether he made the team or not? Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. I want to set some rules as we go for our Hawks fan listeners at watching this season. Nothing that happens on the bottom pair or the bottom six matters. You worry about your bottom pair and your bottom six when you're good. The Hawks aren't good.
I will slightly disagree with that.
Please.
I haven't gone so far as to adopt him along with my large half Filipino son, but I liked what I saw out of Cole Gutman, or Gut Coleman, however you want to do it. And as of right now, he's a bottom six center, and I feel like there are some things that can be learned with his speed and if they can be utilized to a two-way sort of ability. sort of thing. Because as of right now, they got the old man line with Dickinson, Corey Perry, and obvious, you know, Masterton, not forthcoming nominee, Nick Foligno, who everyone loves already.
My back hurts line.
Yes. So, I don't, whether that's used as a fourth line or a strictly checking line, but again, like, these are things we're going to find out, but segueing into, this is a big year for Luke.
It's a big year for Luke, but what I'm going to say is the Hawks' future does not hinge on Cole Gutman.
Or Gut Coleman.
Or Cole Gutman.
No, if you can find a guy, that's great, but, you know, I've seen enough out of Isaac Phillips that he is not a guy.
No,
but that's what I'm saying. I saw enough before he got hurt with his elbow or shoulder or whatever the hell last year that I would like to see more. And he is now slotted down in the center depth because talk of camp, non-Bedard division, the garbage Reichel nephew has really shown out a little bit in at the center position.
Well, I tell you what, Matt. After Corey Corner, every so
don't,
often
don't give away the game here.
We'll give you Gut Corner, and you can tell us what's going on. Like if people want to break down the Hawks' third and fourth lines or third pairing, there's places you can do that. It ain't gonna be here. We'll get to it somewhere around January. We have nothing else to talk about. But
or if Luke, you know, bones a shift start or something,
right? But I think the best way to watch this season is to just worry about Reichel and Bedard and Korch and Kaiser.
John's Kaiser.
And the rest doesn't really matter. Because anyone else who's good, if Taylor Hall has a big season, probably not going to be here. Same with the garbage Donato son. So those things don't matter. It's all about the top of the roster and finding out if these guys are going to be what we all
what about what about Arvid Fever
and Arvid Fever absolutely Arvid Fever you know I think the only question with Bedard is, you know, does he show signs that they may have to move him to wing, which would be an issue if they do.
He was nails at the dot in, you know, preseason for whatever that's worth. He was winning draws. It's a matter, I suppose, of defensive responsibility, and I guess that's why you have, you know, a Swiss Army knife like Donato on that line.
I don't think they're going to move him off center unless he's a complete disaster for 50 games or something. But it's worth keeping an eye on. If you come to Live from the Five Hole expecting us to break down, I don't know who's another plug they're gonna throw out there. Mackenzie Entwistle and his game.
Oh, he had a great preseason though, Sam.
Yeah, I've heard it before.
That matters. That really matters.
That really matters.
He was one of their best forwards in the preseason.
He wasn't shut down by the Red Wings.
No.
We're all going to remember that in a week.
Right. But remember, we'll go back and congratulate the Red Wings on their preseason win in March when they're 8 points out of a playoff spot again.
Speaking of remembering some things, you did bring up Korch. I believe we discussed it ad nauseum on the podcast. So, Sam, I think you need to take a victory lap. That I think you correctly predicted that Korch would be on the opening night roster this year.
That's because Sam's a chalk playing little biatch.
Well, yeah, I don't think that's saying much.
I think there were people that didn't think
reportage seems to be like hedging a little bit. He's here. We don't know for how long. Like, and Luke said some stuff of like, apparently, like, you know, he earned the spot, but now he's got to keep it, sort of, you know, grumbling about the kid. But there's absolutely nothing that says that when placed on his proper side, he can't keep up with the pace of the NHL, whether it's all over his own zone or not. Again, he's going to be real fun to watch facing one way. It's the other way that he's going to have to.
Well, he's got the perfect partner. If they play him with Connor Murphy, they'll be the fives wild, five alive. We'll figure out something for them.
Too many fives.
But, you know, I watched, I think, 2.5 periods of preseason hockey. So Too many. Two and a half too many as far as John's concerned. You can't get wrapped up in this stuff. But from everything I read, you know, he's a little tentative. and having a little difficulty asserting himself physically, which he's not going to learn in the W.
Because he's already, so he's like 6'3", 190, like, which is about, you know, what, that's what they call a projectable frame in the old country. But
in
like,
the old country.
But yeah, and again, perfect partner because, you know, Connor Murphy came in at about that size.
Mm-hmm. Now he's just a big boy.
Indeed.
So that's what I'm watching for. I think that's what you should watch for. And all right, you want me to get on a little bit of a ledge, John? You're gonna mock
me? Yeah, always. Yeah.
Now,
a ledge as in like you're worried, or as in like you're going way out. You're making a reach.
I'm making a semi reach. Now the consensus has been that Kyle's world. It's, you know, it's Jed and Kyle's world, John. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Yeah, that if it were up to him, you know, they'd land another top five pick, maybe even a top three pick. I don't see it. I think they're going to be...
Peter Mrazek is the number one goaltender on this team, Sam. You do know
right,
that.
Right, if they want to intentionally sandbag themselves and have Peter Mrazek take 50 starts...
Peter Mrazek ain't starting 50 games. He is Peter Mrazek.
This is all moot. My sense is that Arvid is going to take the job pretty quickly. I look at a team with a goalie I'm excited to watch, a representative top four, and a dynamic number one center with possibly a dynamic number two center. I know the Wings are terrible. Both the Red Wings and the Hawks set of Wings. They're not going to threaten a playoff spot, but I also don't think they're going to threaten the number one pick either. They're going to be, they had 59 points last year. Is that right?
Sounds right.
Yeah. I'm saying between 75 and 80 this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, 59 points last year. And if you look at that opening night roster, it was complete garbage.
There was nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
But I'm looking around, and I can tell you right now, the Canadians are worse, the Flyers are worse.
Sharks.
Blue Jackets are worse. The Sharks are way worse. The Ducks are worse. I think the Canucks have every chance of being worse, because that thing could go balls up, and they're trading everybody. Now, the math changes a little bit if they get to March and start launching people, which they probably will, and we'll reevaluate then. Everyone's getting a chubby about the Coyotes. Keep forgetting
enjoy
the Coyotes.
That.
Yeah. So
Logan Kulo.
Unless they swing a trade of some sort or they get more lottery luck, I guess I have, by saying that, I've got them projected around seventh or eighth in the draft.
Yeah, so a top 10 pick. That's not
top
terrible.
Top 10 pick, but I don't... I
think Kyle will settle for your top 10 pick.
I think he would.
They also have the... downward spiraling Tampa's first round pick this year too.
They do.
Is that lottery protected though?
There is an asterisk on ye old cap friendly top 10 protected.
Okay. I don't know the Lightning going to be that bad. They might be bad. I don't think it'll be that bad. You know, you might sneak into this as the Capitals.
As being one of the worst teams in the league?
Yeah. There's not a lot of there.
No, that's on the last fumes, almost like what we went through the last
right
here. So,
I'm just saying, if I think Kyle would be happy with the top 10 pick, and then a number 13 or 14 from the Lightning. That's how it works out. If the Hawks flash and are good in the spots they need to flash or be good.
No, I mean, 59 points, Sam, if they to replicate that this year, a lot of things would have to go wrong. And then you're not feeling good about things.
No, both goalies
right?
would have to
then
suck.
You start feeling itchy that, like, okay, well, maybe we don't have the answers that we thought we did. Arvid Fever is RIP.
Right.
And then, you know, we're Comesso's making a meso in the crease.
Well, I don't think you're going to see
and
much
and not
of
the
him.
Good ways, but... That is where, you know, if it goes bad this year, then you're getting yourself in a situation where, well, now you're reevaluating things where you thought you had answers,
right?
Like 59 points, Korch is having all sorts of growing pains. Bedard is having a tough rookie season, then you're going to start getting questions like, well, are these even the guys that are going to lead you to your next era right. of great hard hockey?
Arvid Fever leaves his jaundiced and tired.
Right. We don't want that.
Reichel can't handle a center position. Korch is back. Ends up back in Seattle. Is that where he played?
Yes.
He was a Thunderbird.
He was Kaiser. A T-Bird with Danny Zuko and Kanicki.
John's Kaiser just isn't up for it. To get to 59 points, that's what all. Because remember, it was a barren roster that ended up with that. Speaking of which, I love everyone telling me what a great signing Max Domi is in Toronto. I hope that works out for you. It's going to go well.
He can fucking skate, though, and they got a lot of guys that can
do. They got a lot of that, and they like that, but he is not a top six player in a team that is thinking about parades in June.
Well,
if you think he is, you're wrong.
But they think that blue line is going to lead to parades in June.
That's their biggest problem, but yeah, bad. I mean, how'd that look in the games that matter for the Stars last year? I don't remember seeing them. I'll even look it up. I will effort this.
From what I recall,
20 games in Dallas, 2 goals, 5 assists.
Yeah.
Big time stuff right there.
And what did he do in the playoffs?
I'm getting there.
Even less.
Even
and
less.
I want to say that he wasn't even in a top six role there for a team that was
13 points in 19 games, 3 goals, 10 assists, minus three. I don't remember any of these goals, but, you know.
Who remembers anything the Stars do except me and Jason Robertson?
Right.
Now, where did they get bounced last year? Was that the conference final?
Yeah, they lost to Vegas in the conference final, right? No, they lost. Yes.
Okay.
They beat Minnesota in the second round. What does it matter? Who cares?
It doesn't. No.
Here, they lost to Vegas.
Sizing up the division there for your Blackhawks.
Right. They somehow needed 7 games to beat Seattle, who I can't name 4 guys on. They needed 6 games to beat Minnesota, who I can't name 3 guys on.
Seattle's in win now mode, Sam. They can afford to kick Shane Wright down to the minors.
Yeah, but maybe he just can't play.
Maybe, but
Well, that's a problem there if you're in Seattle, if you're top guy that you drafted.
Well, they got Beaners.
Yeah, but
Matty Wieners.
Right, but Wright was supposed to be another foundational piece.
He was supposed to be
part
of it.
Yeah, and he's not, if he's not your foundational piece, that there's an example of, that's the type of season you don't want the Hawks to have.
No.
Where they're looking at a guy that they thought was going to be somebody, a dude, as Sam would say, and he's not a dude.
Not a dude. Well, I think the dude ship for Shane Wright may have already sailed.
Yeah, hockey, you're pretty much established a dude from the second you step on the ice, and
right.
It doesn't take long.
Keep in mind, an Olchek is running that front office.
Yeah,
well, he's not running it; he's just part of it.
He's influencing things.
Yeah,
Sam.
There might be 2 Olcheks influencing. Yeah.
3. Nikki might have a say. But he's earned his spot on the radio.
Yeah, nobody's worked harder.
Yeah, nobody's worked harder. I hope Seattle tosses out Philip Grubauer with his 895 from last year and see if that works again. Tired of all this.
Yeah, I mean, circling back on the Central, I would say Dallas is probably going to walk away with the division. As per usual.
You know, Colorado's still in the division, Joe.
Well, yeah, Colorado's still there. I don't know. I think this is Dallas's last gasp.
I mean,
before Jamie Benn really
falls
off
a cliff.
They're pretty young. Well, before Jamie Benn falls off a cliff.
He's a corpse.
He's still a dude.
Kind of.
We don't know when Gabe, if or when, is ever coming back, right?
Well, he's out for this season. He might.
Lonzo Landeskog is having...
He might be back for the playoffs, though.
I forgot Treat Boy is in Colorado now.
Treat Boy is the number 2 center in Colorado. And I believe Jonathan Drouin's out there, too. Is he not?
He is, yes.
Look at me.
Well, you got
up
the
with
rosters
my
down.
Avalanche transactions. I don't know. Are we doing an NHL-wide thing?
Sure, why not?
focusing in on the West Side Hockey Club.
No, I just do the North or Central or whatever it is.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's Dallas's last run because they're awfully young, but they also don't impress me. And they're also a team where I don't know.
Ottinger's the realness, though.
Ottinger's the real thing. Let's look at the depth chart of the Dallas Stars here. There's a lot of old, too, though. You got Jamie Benn, you got Pavelski, 39.
He had himself a hell of a year last year, though.
Yeah, he's still productive. Ty DeLandria.
Jesus, Rupe Hintz is getting 8.5.
He's pretty good.
All right.
He's doing things. He's
doing things. Cap's going up, Matt.
And Craig Smith made his way out there. He's 34 now? Christ almighty.
Yeah, they got him on the fourth. I don't know. I feel like Craig Smith, like, automatically means there's a ceiling to what you can accomplish. Like, if Craig Smith's on your team, yeah, he was on the Bruins last year. Where, you know, that didn't really get him much.
Got him on the bus.
And then again, they got him on the bus to the Caps. So, yeah, I don't know. Dallas will be good, and they'll be boring because they're coached by DeBoer still, right? I got that.
No,
right.
It's, no. Jesus, who the hell?
I don't know. I got this right.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is DeBoer.
Yeah, so they'll be boring as shit, and there'll be a lot of kids I've never heard of, and they'll all be fast.
Who the hell is he?
Who the hell is he? And they'll go out of the second round whether they need to or not.
So Sam's Avalanche.
I'm a little worried about my Avalanche, I gotta be honest.
Who's playing goalie there?
Some dude.
Two Russians I've never heard of.
Probably.
Georgiev and Prosetsov.
Yeah, I don't think Prosetsov has been here before, has he?
No.
He has 7 games. Yeah, if you're turning things over to Alex Georgiev, I also am not loving their bottom six for a supposed cup contender.
Yeah, that's – and Treat Boy, obviously, always means bad things.
Yeah. That's
– if you're counting on him. So, obviously, they have their top line. But, yeah, their depth chart, I mean, you got Tomas Tatar – something named
there's
Miles Wood.
Still a lot of get up and go on that blue line, though.
Well, yeah, but guy. Some of it is Bo and Byron. How many games are you gonna get out of them?
Yeah, but for as much as we make fun, Josh Manson does not play like his old man.
No, he doesn't. And there's a lot hinging here.
But he's getting up there in age there too, man. I mean, he's 32 this year, so
your guy Andrew Cogliano is still cashing a check.
As he should be. Can you believe he's only 36? Speaking of, you said Pavelski.
Right, I would have sworn he was 45 years old.
Cogliano, yeah. I thought he would have been older than Pavelski, but yeah. Here we are.
I mean,
Miles yeah, so, Wood. I mean, those are your two division favorites. And I don't know. They're fine.
Wood has a 6-year deal at 2.5. That's called getting while the getting's good.
Yeah, I was thinking about this today while listening to another NHL season preview. Not clearly one that wasn't nearly as good as ours, because, you know.
How could it be?
Was it Spittin' Chicklets?
No, of course not. Don't insult me.
Was it 32 Thoughts?
Yes. And I was, you know, they ran through every team, so it took forever. And I'm sitting here going, you know.
32 previews.
For the first time in a while, I'm excited to watch Hawks hockey. I'm on the bandwagon. I'm sitting there like, man, I don't want to watch any fucking Nashville Predators games ever again.
Banned.
Especially when the Hawks are good and you want to catch as many of the 82 as you can. I don't want to see that fucking yellow jersey in their oddly lit arena and the goddamn song. I don't want it, John. I don't want the Nashville Predators on my goddamn screen ever again.
I'm looking at their roster right now, Sam. I don't know that you'll have to see them very, very often.
It's not great.
No.
But the people will be convinced they'll play over their heads because, like, they always do.
Right. Right. And they have these, like, three Finnish 22-year-olds nobody's ever heard of who will score 15 of the most annoying goals you can imagine.
I mean, yeah, they're rolling into this with Cody Glass as the number two center. I don't know if that... I don't think that's going to work out for
Luke Evangelista, Linda's son. You're right.
I'll be fine. I mean, Colton Sissons is still here. God damn it.
Your guy, the diminutive UC George Saros.
He's not my guy.
Well, no, you just like to trot him out as the
exception that proves the rule.
I don't think I don't think he's that good.
He's pretty good
for a little guy. For a little guy. Sam's thing for the kids who are just tuning in. He does not like little guys as goalies.
I don't want a goalie under 6'2". I'm not interested.
His only season that could be described as very good. He only played 36 games. Granted, that was in 2021, where it was only however many games it was.
Okay, see, this is what excites me.
Go ahead. I'll let you.
This is what excites me because we know the Predators always would trot out a blue line that was always way better than anybody.
You read my mind. Yep.
Uh huh. Well, here's Luke Shen, who's dead. Ryan McDonough, who's even more dead. Alexander Carrier sucks. Fuck you. And then Tyson Barry, who might be more dead than the first two.
Dante Fabro doesn't do it for you.
Was he hurt?
No.
Yeah, no, he doesn't do shit for me. So there, Roman Josi can do the Erik Karlsson thing where he's holding this thing up by himself. And then they can complain about how he didn't win another fucking Norris like they always do. And he's 33 too. How much tread is on those tires? So yeah, John, you may be right. I may not have to watch a fucking Predators game. I don't want to see it. Certainly not going to be part of my 5-game package, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I was just looking at that defensive rotation that they're going to be running, at least for the first half of the season here, until moves start being made. And this is a lot of old, a lot of bad.
A lot of old, a lot of bad.
A lot of dead. Yeah, a lot of like dead. You said. And I was looking to see what happened to Ryan Ellis, and he is now with the Flyer up.
Yeah, he's been there a while. He's ouchie.
Cashing a check, though.
He's cashing a big check.
Well, see, Sam, I have
getting to that floor.
I checked out on Nashville hockey a long time ago, so I had no idea that.
How envious I am of you. I wish it. I wish it didn't exist.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Away.
Yeah, but it is a nice litmus test on who's interested in actually winning and who just wants to be a hill rod on Broadway.
Well, we know what Matt Duchene was. He's somewhere stupid now too.
Well,
right?
And that's the thing. Yeah,
Dallas. Yeah, okay. So he gets to be more of a hill rod.
Wait, no. Although,
that's an interesting debate. Which actually is more hill rod, Dallas or Nashville? That's tough.
It's different flavors.
Yeah. I guess it's different flavors.
It's McMansion versus versus shit kicker bars.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, it's not the most impressive division the Central has ever been, is it?
Right. And then they're going to get they play 4 games against their division opponents now, or is it still
4?
Well, and we can talk about the recently re-signed for 7 years, Mark Scheifele.
some may be 3, but I think it's 4, everyone. Yeah, the Jets, bad. That's going to be bad.
Well, yeah, this Jets thing has been going in the wrong direction for a few years now.
Right, and it's not going to improve because they got Blake Wheeler out of there.
No. Like,
what are they going to do when Hellebuck won't re-sign and they have to trade him? It's going to be bad. And cold and stupid.
Well, Hellebuck's getting up there in years, too. So, but as a goaler.
Well, and Wheeler went to the very young, very, very fast Rangers that don't.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're so fast. So yeah, I don't know. Nikolai Ehlers will be better than anyone thinks he is because he always is.
Nino's there now.
He's on his deathbed too. How is he only 31?
Because he started playing in the league when he was like 14.
Alex Iafallo, who I've never understood what he does.
Neither does he.
That's why he's in Winnipeg for the consistently bewildered.
Well, I don't know what he does for this roster, but he's not a bum, and neither is Gabe Vilardi, who they also got
for the mysterious Pierre-Luc Dubois, who, again, I'm not entirely sure what he does.
All he does is look the part. It's him and Noah Hanifin. They keep getting paid for looking like they should be better.
Right. And if Andre Kopitar finally acts his age, do they actually need Dubois to be a number one center? No, I don't like that for you. Yeah, you know, John, I try not to be this guy, but, you know, I look around all these hockey teams and all I find is like, no, this isn't going to be as good as people think. I mean, I want to be positive, but not seeing it. I was talking to Matt today because everyone's on the Edmonton Oilers cup winning bandwagon. And I'm like, Jack Campbell, we doing this again?
I was there the night he was drafted, so clearly it's not going to work out for him.
Special night for you, really.
Yeah.
You and Jay did a prayer circle.
Yes, we did. Yeah. We did.
Anyway.
Well, I mean, it's your Devils and your Sabres. They're going to end up your Eastern Conference finalists.
I'm trying to make a case for New Jersey Devils Stanley Cup champion.
I don't know if Schmid.
It's a lot to put on a rookie goalie, that is for sure. But man, everyone else just
seems... How is his that like? Does he have anime wiener parents? How is his name Akira?
Maybe he does. You can't say Carolina Hurricanes. They're banned.
They are banned.
They're banned. Mm-hmm. So
they haven't really done anything to get unbanned.
Right. There's nothing I want to see them do banned. The Panthers aren't actually playing in defense for until January. Like, they're just not interested. They're all hurt. With a straight face, am I going to sit here and say the Toronto Maple Leafs are coming out of the Eastern Conference? I'm not going to say that. I know better.
Yeah, I like that Devils roster, Sam.
Yeah, I like it too.
Marino's a guy. That was a get.
There's a dude.
They got dudes up and down the roster.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have your favorite player in the entire league, Brendan Smith, Sam.
Yeah. And that's a concern. I'm not going to lie to you. That is a big concern.
He's a depth guy, though, but that's the type of thing, Sam, that you just mentioned earlier. When you're good, you worry about your third pairing.
Right, when you're good and you're thinking about making deep runs.
And you're thinking about throwing yourself into the fucking swamp because he's getting minutes over Luke Hughes.
Well, and there would be plenty of people who will. Luke Hughes at the moment, but...
And they are all Kevin Smith and his family.
So that's where I'm looking. You know,
isn't William Fichtner a big Devils guy, too? Character actor legend.
If I knew that, it'd be probably time to send me to a farm upstate.
I think Rob Zombie's also a Devils guy, which, of course, he is.
What else could he be?
Yeah.
So there, we've just told you everything's going to happen in the NHL season. Everyone's bad and sucks,
except for our Devils.
except for our Devils.
I know. I literally sent Sam like the fucking Calgary roster name. Like, this team's gonna this team's gonna suck shit, isn't it?
It's not impressive.
Flat cap.
Somebody's gonna come out of it. There's always like the 2 to 3 teams that you didn't expect to be good
that are just good because they shoot 12% of the year for no reason.
Right.
Hello, Seattle.
Yeah, they're called the Kraken. And it would be annoying. I can't decide if it would be annoying or great if the Canucks were like that. Like the team that just shoots the lights out isn't good. But like,
and they're somehow capped out.
And they're somehow capped out because they suck. They don't know what they're doing. They shoot like 12%. People are like, oh, yep, the plan worked. And then they just get their doors blown off.
Well, I mean, the Canucks... There's the move is Elias. Elias is in a walk year and he's only 24. And there's
he won't resign.
And there's your pass first winger.
There's the pass first winger. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. We'll try and manifest that in our hearts.
They may have the Hawks may have to eat a lot of salary cap shit.
They're built to do that.
Oh, they're at the as of right now, as everyone's breaking camp, they are absolute most cap room. But they only have how many retained salary spots? I think they're maxed out on that, though.
All right. Well, John, let's bring it all back home, Jimmy Page.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make you say it like you mean it. Connor Bedard, rookie point total.
Uh, 71.
You don't think he's going to hit point per game?
No.
I think that's about fair. I'm going to say 79.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it comes with 30, no, 41 goals.
Let's dig a little bit deeper.
That's Yaha time.
Well, that's definitely Yaha time.
Oh, but let me ask you this, hockey hockey palantir seers. What percentage of his points are going to be even strength versus on the power play? Yes, we know they're like, they count the same. We have banged that drum for a very long time now since analytics were invented by Steve Birch and Tyler Dello.
All right, let me, I need a reference. I feel like he's pointing, piling up over half on the power.
Yeah, I would say 35 to 65.
Percent or points?
Percent. 35 even strength, 65 power play in his rookie year.
All right. So last year, okay. Well, let's not compare him to Connor McDavid. That's not fair. But
actually, it might be.
Well, Connor McDavid,
48 and 45.
Little less than half of his points were on the power play. And when I say that, that's 71 of his 153.
Well, no, I'm talking about rookie year.
Right, okay.
He had 48 and 45 games his rookie year before the McClavicle incident. And then he had...
Did you just see them down at some tea?
I did. And then he had... So half of those points... no, wait. He only had 3 power play goals?
That's not right.
He only had 14 power play points out of 48.
I'm going to say...
Half of his points came even strength.
I'm going to say that our buddy, Connor Bedard, who needs to unwind a little bit, is going to put up 18 power play goals of his 41. And
there'll probably be a handful of empty netters in there.
Yeah. And we'll throw in fucking 20 assists. Because they don't really have anyone else in the power play. You think, oh, yeah, that guy might score that. Because Reichel's not playing with him on the top unit. Is he? I don't think so.
They haven't had a full roster to know what the actual real top unit looks like.
We'll revisit this after we know what it looks like. But that's what I'm going to say. Matt, you want to get down on this, or you just leave this to me and John?
I'm not in the prediction business.
That's fair. John?
I'm not going to give an actual number, but I feel like however many games he plays, he's going to flirt with a point per.
Gotcha. John,
yes.
Does Korch play all 82 here, even if he's hurt?
Yes.
Is he here the whole season?
Yes.
No messing with sending him to the juniors.
Yeah. No, they don't need to see what Isaac Phillips can do up here. Yeah, that's not happening. The
2024 World Junior.
It's in Sweden, isn't it?
If it were in North America, it might be different. To have eyes on him and to have him on a North American sheet.
Well, like there's
the North American sheet is the big thing, I would think. You don't
where they have it. Because some of those junior rinks are Olympic sized. I think he finishes. I don't think Luke's eaten a lot of shit being here last year, and I think he's just gonna be like, no, this kid stays with me. You gotta give me this one. Because by the time the juniors roll around, he might be the best defenseman on the team.
Well, and it's not like, you know, what did it, how many games? So he played something like 90 games last year, Korch.
Yeah.
So like
thereabouts. Yeah.
Clearly, like, obviously, an NHL workload is going to be slightly different than that, but I don't know. They'll probably do something silly. We know this. It already sounds like they're hedging. Like they wanted to send him back, but he made it impossible.
I don't get that impression. I mean, because I haven't heard from Kyle at all. Did I miss something?
No, not that I saw. Again, right. I only see.
I only see
feelings that are heard.
I think Luke's been pretty clear what he wants. And that's courts here. I think the whole hedging, or they should maybe want to send it back. I don't know. That feels all made up to me. There's been precious little evidence, but we'll see. I could be wrong, and then I'll be angry. They'll probably do it right after I buy a 5-game package. They're waiting to get my money.
Well, then don't spend the money until he's here for game 10.
Oh, he's going to be here for the 10 games. Like, I don't think they care about burning his ELC, even if they do decide to send him to the juniors and then back to Seattle for the rest of the season. Because remember, they want everything. They don't want everything lining up at the same time.
Oh my God.
I think he's going to be here because I think he's that good. There'd be no point. There's no point in sending him to the WHL. He's learned everything he's going to learn there. If it's NHL physicality he struggles with, the only way to learn how to play against that is by playing NHL physicality. Unless you're going to clone what's his name? Rochelle, and then send him to send all of them.
Marcel.
You can send him all those clones to WHL so he can play against those bodies who are apparently so good. Like, oh, it's a good thing I got out of the queue. Just couldn't fit my style. Oh, fucking Raiders. All right. Anyway, speaking of the fucking Raiders.
Too much hockey.
We'll be back with our first week review. Too much hockey. John, it had been almost a year, and I had forgotten how much I prefer it when the Bears win. And I don't care what it means for long-term planning. I don't care what it means for number one pick. Give me that shit. I don't want to hear it anymore. I did that. Life is just better when the Justin Fields plays well and the Bears win.
That's exactly right.
It's just better.
Yeah. After a win, it feels like they're never going to lose again.
Right. Yeah. I'm already mapping it out. And I'll say this. This isn't me.
We're regrouping for New Orleans.
Yeah.
I'm not backtracking on Eberflus. I'm still fairly sure he's a moron.
Well, they were once Dick Butka died, they were never firing him the following morning, even if they lost, even if they got even if they got mooned.
They were suiting up John's high school friends in the secondary by the time that game ended. And you know what? They didn't, you know, it all looked like it was going to fall down. John's texting, don't even let him on the plane when they blow this. Don't even let him on the plane. And you know
Flusie's boys don't quit.
They did band together to bring that one home. Like they, whoever
no,
was left.
DJ Moore banded together.
That's enough. That's fine. He sent everyone on the blitz. He's like, I don't know who these people are who are trying to cover anyone, so I'm not gonna let them. So that worked. I don't know. It's not a turning point. It's not a statement. I just want to say though, like, this is what I prefer. I want to watch the Bears win. I want to watch Justin Fields light it up, and I got both of those things, and that's what I want next week against the Vikings team that I'm pretty sure is terrible. And that's what I want the week after that against the Raiders team I know is terrible, even though they're winning at the moment.
I don't know. John's not appetized by this Max Crosby Darnell matchup.
Well, there's always going to
be... he'll cause problems, but, you know...
It's going to be itchy.
Yeah.
But the kid's got to learn, you know?
Give him Mercedes as a safety net over there, for Christ's sake.
Exactly.
If they win the next two at home and they're 3-4, they're only like one game off our projection. You know what, John? You know what that's going to be? It's going to be Yaha time.
It's red nude lightsaber.
Red nude lightsaber week. Sprinting.
Yeah, all week.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves.
We are.
They could easily biff the Vikings game.
No question.
I would probably bet on them too. But.
Yeah, I think the biggest, the most encouraging thing that I saw that out of that Thursday night game, other than everything that you just mentioned, Sam, was that the Flues switched it up a little bit. He wasn't sitting back in his cover two shell. He stayed aggressive. They blitzed way more than they have all season. So to me, that was something where it was like, because I know with Andrew Skypoint, his biggest thing has always been like, it's always the same. It always feels the same.
Right.
Like nothing's going to change. They just do the same thing and they expect different results. And at least that he was doing something different, to the point where now teams are going to have to prepare for that. Like you won't know going into a game, like, are they going to sit in their cover two shell the entire game and just try and pressure us with their front four? Or are they going to start throwing guys from everywhere at us like they did against Washington? Because you put it on the film now at least people have to prepare for it. To me, an encouraging thing that I saw that came out of that, in addition to everything that they were doing offensively with Fields and Moore.
The throw to DJ Moore play, that's a good play. Yeah, let's run it a lot.
Right, and I like how tonight on Monday night, they just were perplexed at how Jimmy G could not get the ball to Davante Adams. We'll just throw it at him and then see what happens.
Throw it there.
Throw it at him and see what happens.
Right. If it gets intercepted, it gets intercepted, but like make the attempt. Just throw it over there.
Yeah, Jimmy, you can get intercepted throwing it anywhere, as you proved tonight.
As you
so
proved
at least
it.
Just try to go to the guy who's getting paid gobs of money to do that, such a thing.
As you like to do. I was encouraged that's a real defensive line. I don't know that the Washington defense overall is any good, but that there's some dudes on their defensive line.
Well, they wrecked the Bears last year on that Thursday night.
And that, especially when Tevin was in, and then they should have dropped that whole rotation thing. Tevin, I don't care if you're out of shape, get out there. They push them around.
Yeah, Tevin is I shudder to think that he is an anchor on this line now.
He should not be that important, but you know what? He is.
And it stinks because I don't think that he's ever going to be the type of guy that's going to be able to give you 16 games.
No, he's our backyard.
Yeah, so you can't rely on him to stabilize your line every season because he's just not going to be there for every game. So they got to figure that out. But I think they're in a good spot on the offensive line now because you got Braxton. He'll be, I think he's coming back, or does he have another?
No
week
one said anything.
They've got
four to five spots.
Cosmo's back with Kyler. They got off the IR today. So now you have basically what I'm getting at is that Larry Borum, is this your homework? Go take a seat. And,
you're killing your father, Larry.
Go sit down.
And Lucas Patrick, you go sit down.
Well, I think he is now because you've got white hair back at center. You got
right.
Tevin and Nate are your guards. Give it to me, Nate.
That's the most important thing. As they wind into this softer part of the schedule now, is that you have their offensive line kind of rounding into shape, and the bums can leave my TV screen, hopefully.
With the Predators.
Yes.
you can Predator that shit out of here. I didn't want to give myself, but I was telling Matt that only three of our six Bears Saints tickets sold. So should they win the next two, and we have to like last minute it because you're going to be there anyway.
I will be there. Yeah.
It's that I'm still leaving that on the table. Like, okay, shit, we got to run down there, and just the three of us. You know, sadly your betrothed won't be able to go. But
she'll have a cemetery.
She'll go see all the graveyards she wants to see,
which we will promptly be putting you in after the game.
I don't know if it means anything, but like I just said,
this is why because my airfare is booked on points and I got cancelable hotel too. This is why I haven't touched mine yet because I don't have the financial wiggle room to be subject to these, you know, these capricious choices here.
I don't know if it means anything. I don't know if it's good for the long term. But man, when they clinched that one after DJ Moore's third touchdown, I just sat here on the couch, pumping my arms, screaming, yay! Like, to Annie's delight, to my girlfriend's delight. She thought it was so funny.
Did you text Killian some shit afterwards?
Absolutely. And then I posted his Blue Sky stuff on Twitter because he thought he could hide on Blue Sky.
Bitch.
There's one narrative I want to get rid of. I'm tired of it. Whenever Justin didn't play well, and people ran to this, and even when he's playing well, people are saying this. they people can't wait to run to the, well, he's not Poles' guy. I mean, Poles has never said anything. We don't know. Like, you know, it seems like an easy shelter, an easy cop-out that Poles is letting just be out there to keep people guessing. But, like, they did an awful lot on this offense for someone who's not his guy. Like, I don't understand. Like, if he truly didn't like him, they had the opportunity to replace him already.
Right.
And if you want to tell me, oh, he's playing five-dimensional chess and he always meant to wait around for Caleb Williams, get out of here. Go sit down. That's not the case.
They don't do that in football.
They don't do that in football.
Especially when it's not a lottery.
Right. That's right. So maybe the Panthers give you the number one pick. Maybe they're that
Oh,
bad.
There's a very real chance.
But, and, you know, maybe you got a decision to make. Everyone seems, you know, I don't know. I'll be interested if, like, if Fields plays this way the rest of the season, is everyone like, oh, no, you still got to upgrade with Caleb Williams? They're like, well, upgrade from what? Like, Justin's been thrown for, like, 3,800 yards at that point.
Maybe yeah, no, I mean, if he plays
Justin
this way,
is also 6'3", 2.25", where Caleb Williams is not.
Not.
If you get this the rest of the way in, or at least for a long stretch, and you finish 7-10, 8-9. I don't see how you could justify making a QB switch at that point. Then you, I mean, now you're talking about the pieces are in place,
right.
Wani. And now you just need to solidify whatever your weaknesses were, and then you can flip that record around.
And do you risk pissing off who is obviously the best player on the field in DJ Moore?
Well, yeah, I mean,
we're getting way ahead of ourselves. I mean, right, two games, right. These put up bonkers numbers. It's two games. There's so many more to go. 12.
Yeah, right? I feel like the answers will be very, very obvious by the time we get to the point where when those decisions right. have to be made.
But yeah, please don't go and suck against the Vikings. Not against them.
No.
If it were someone else, it'd be like, all right, I guess it's fine.
They're due, though.
Come
Sam.
On. We gotta put this asshole in the ground. Kirk Cousins, it's coming apart.
Well, I think Kirk's going to get traded.
Right, but we can hasten that process.
Yes.
Jefferson might not play. Come on. Not these guys. Just not against these guys.
Yeah, put them in the ground. Put them in the ground and end their season.
Right. Let's just Sunday. Be done with it.
On Sunday, that's it for them. There's no coming back for the Vikings.
No,
if they lose
they'd have
Sunday.
A worse record than the Bears. Just no. I'm not.
And
I'm
an
not
older
having.
Roster. They got that young GM. He took a risk last year, letting them play it out, and they made the playoffs, and then
they
got
goofed. They Seattle cracking their way into the playoffs.
Yeah, and then they got mooned, and now you're
by now Danny you're, Dimes,
right?
Right. Who's back to being terrible?
Do we think that this means DeBull might be a moron, or does Danny Dimes just suck?
More well, I think evidence. It's a little combo of both there.
More evidence needed.
I think Jones sucks, and I don't know why they extended him the way they did. That was their biggest mistake.
Right. If DeBull had the pull that he should have after last year, he should have been like, no, don't do this.
But he must have signed off on it, Sam. You would think.
You'd think.
If he's their guy, he's going to sign off on the QB that he thinks he can win with. Or maybe he just thinks that he had an inflated ego. I can win with anybody.
As football coaches are wont to do.
Right.
All right.
That's another city's problem. That's not ours.
That's not our problem.
At this moment.
New York City number one, baby.
New York City number one, baby. Now, before he gets back, should the Bears beat the Vikings and end their season, what do we think Slack's excitement level will be upon his return to the podcast?
Well, Slack will be banned from ever entering the U.S. again.
I think he'll be back by Sunday, though.
Oh, okay. His excitement level will be re-energized.
I think he'll still be pretty guarded.
He will be guarded, yeah. But only because he hasn't seen anything.
Right.
Well, it's pretty apparent that they suck, and they're not a playoff team, and they're not going fucking 10-7 or whatever the hell you guys were thinking at the beginning of the year. Hey,
they get back to 3-4, it's all back on, baby.
Oh yeah. Especially with the schedule.
Not the way we drew it up, but we ended up here.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll just have to pick one off that we didn't think they would.
To me it's all about, is Justin a badass or not? That's all I really want to see.
Well, I think you've gotten it for two games, for the most part.
Yeah, I would like it for more. I would like it for more games, though.
Yeah, you need more than two. All right, let's get to the Cretans.
All right,
well, I feel like they're probably pretty hockey centric, but that's just me.
So, well, a lot of those questions we already addressed. So,
because we got the osmosis.
Yes. Well, Alex August, is there one guy outside of Bedard and Korch that piques your interest? I already said my guy's.
You already said Cole. I've got Coleman fever.
John, how about you?
Lucas.
And we'll discuss who Slack's guy is next week.
Up and coming youngster, I believe. Jesus, when did Colton Wong become a Dodger? When the hell did that happen?
Who the hell is he?
Anyway.
Boog Knight 20-02. How long until Mrazek's groin falls off?
Saturday night. Saturday night in Montreal.
I miss seeing Crawford absolutely stonewall the Habs every time they went to Montreal.
That was one of my favorite traditions. And then you get Foley listing off Carey Price's playoff stats to try and make the case that Crawford was better than Carey Price. Like, no one loves Corey Crawford as much as I do, more than I do. But come on. Like, it was like every year.
However, if you want to do the Corey Crawford versus Henrik Lundqvist argument, we got all day for that.
We got time for that.
Mark Yasudis. He's apparently assigned them to you, but what are Sam's Leafs' chances at losing in the playoffs this year?
They're my Leafs all of a sudden.
They were your Rangers and your Devils already. And you've got the entire state. You've got the entire tri-state area and upstate. You've got
I hate the Rangers.
That's why they're yours. Because you hold the particular grudge.
What are the odds that the Leafs lose in the playoffs?
Yes.
That's, like 99.8%. You're going to lose to my Devils, in fact, and probably the conference final because their division kind of sucks. But that defense is still terrible. Ike Riley, I don't want to hear it. Had enough of that shit.
I mean, Morgan
Not
Riley.
A number one.
Ike Riley is the musician from here, but is beloved.
I know. That's why I'm making that joke. Don't want to hear it.
He spells his name wrong, too.
Done. Always going to lose with that blue line. They're not going anywhere.
John Klingberg and his cornrows don't do anything for you.
They'll blame it on Nylander and Marner like they always do.
Or the bracket itself. They'll blame it on the draw.
Yeah, it's not fair that they had to get out of their division or whatever. No. The defense sucks.
I like how suddenly that there's no problems with MLB's postseason now that Atlanta won a game tonight.
Right, it's all fine now. It's fine.
That franchise can fall into the earth with their human trafficking.
I'm not. There's no way you're going to get me to believe that blue line is going to make it to the Stanley Cup final. Even if they do, I will not recognize it. It will not have happened.
Well, no, and 2019 never happened.
No, absolutely.
I'm still in utter disbelief of that shit. Bedard Haver, formerly DeBrinket Haver.
Sorry, bud.
Would like to know from John who the White Sox are signing in the offseason.
No one.
They're
going to hire Salvador Perez, and that's going to be their whole offseason.
Is that what they're going to do? You're not serious, are you?
Oh, no, Sam. This
they're gonna exercise the option as soon as possible on Clevenger, too.
Isn't he about to get old?
Sal?
Clevenger or Salvador?
Salvador.
Sal's he's a catcher. He's been old.
He's been old.
He's about 94.
He's already 33.
Yeah, but this is the magical Royals formula that they're trying to bring to the White Sox. Salvador is the reason why the Royals won.
Well, so they'll have Dayton Moore in here Royals as soon as he's available too. That fucking creep.
They're not going to get. I don't even know, Sam. You're Mr. Baseball. Who are the big free agents this winter?
It's Shohei and
Bells.
Yeah,
and your owner already said that he's not going to sign him.
Yeah, right. Slack's beautiful boy Cody.
Who Jed came out and said, yeah, we're not signing him in so many words. And past that, it is not.
Cody's going to be looking for big paper.
He's going to be looking for big paper, and he ain't going to get it here.
Right. On either side of town.
It is bad. I'm looking it over. Josh Bell do anything for you? No,
nope.
He doesn't.
Not in the positions that you need.
Right. No. So you can have a 36-year-old Whit Merrifield.
Oh, they'll get him. There you go. There's
he was a Royal, right? Yeah.
Yep. Are you kidding? He was Mr. Royal.
He's Mr. Royal.
So there
Royal.
You go. So you're going to have Salvador Perez at catcher. That's going to be your first big acquisition. They're going to trade, I'm sure, some decent prospect for him because everybody knows that the White Sox are lusting after Salvi. And then they're going to sign Whit Merrifield to play second. Until Colson Montgomery can take over the reins from short from Tim.
He can't stay upright.
And then
neither one of them can.
And then they'll move Tim to second, and they'll put Whit Merrifield in the outfield.
Matt Chapman's out there for you.
Well, I don't think that's happening.
No, it's not happening. It could happen on the other side of town, though. I heavily doubt it.
That was actually I wasn't suspecting that we were going to get like 5 minutes out of that. We can stop. He followed up with real question. Bedard has the spotlight, but how ready are we to get nude over Lucas Reichel?
Pretty ready.
Is it perverted to look at his preseason play and say he looks like a different player from last year?
Yes, it is perverted.
It's perverted.
And it's right.
Doesn't mean it's wrong, but it is perverted.
And again, he was dragging around, we said it last time, he was the only, like, actual prospect in the top 10 in scoring in the AHL last year.
I have to utter a correction. Apparently Connor Hellebuyck did sign an extension today.
Well, that's what you were saying, between him and Scheifele.
Well, he's an idiot, and I hope he enjoys his $8.5 million with the team that's going nowhere.
I'm sure he's getting plenty of bang for his buck in the housing market in Winnipeg for eight and a half.
Also, you're not going to win anything with Mark Scheifele. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen.
He's under the radar penis.
Yeah, I don't think he's even under the radar. I think he's just a full out penis. Anyway, yeah. Well, that we know where Taves will end up next year when he attempts his comeback. Anyway, we got more? Is there more?
Scott Cleave, what are your favorite Dick Butkus memories or those that John's old man might have of him?
How old do you think I am?
We've only got NFL films and hang time memories of him.
Yeah, it would be all NFL films. The only other thing, too, was I was looking for it on YouTube and I couldn't find any, but I'm sure maybe one of the kids could be more agile on the web than I am. But I was looking for old radio clips of
ball.
Him.
Ball.
Screaming ball.
Line stunts.
Dick Butka, who was in the radio booth thinking that he was still out on the field.
It was Hub and Larrivee and him.
Yep.
During the Super Bowl year, I believe, right?
He's open.
No, I think there was one other guy that they had because I caught a commercial. They had a WGN football commercial previewing the Bears season. It was Wayne Larrivee, Dick, and some other guy who I do not recall.
Johnny Morris.
Was it
no,
in the
I don't know.
Parking lot?
No, it wasn't Hub. It was some other guy. I'll text it to the group after. I'll text it to the group after.
Okay.
When I have a chance to look at it. But anyways, I couldn't find any old radio highlights, but
I remember it being a pretty entertaining radio broadcast, which made it much different than the current radio broadcast.
That's right. because they were just screaming.
Laramie was really good at his job.
Right.
And then Hub and Butkus would just climb all over each other.
As opposed to the Motormouth Joniak and then Tom Thayer, who absolutely cannot modulate his voice at all.
But like that radio broadcast, everything felt important. This radio broadcast, it's just the same. Like every play is the same. It's terrible. I don't know why people think it's good. Not that I listen to the Bears on the radio anymore. I don't have to, but.
Because Joniak had some memorable calls when Devin Hester was here. That's why.
Uh-huh. Yeah, kiss my ass.
We do like the Joniak fade to black, however. Given credit where it's due.
I'm a big fan of the fade to black. Victory formation, fade to black. But now that I'm not standing outside gate 3 and have to keep up to date on the Bears on my phone, because I can watch every game, I don't do that anymore. Bears radio broadcast, not something that enters my life.
All right, sticking with the beloved Johnny Pilot, longtime guy. I know where John's going to go with this, but it might be closer than you think. Better running back in the post-Peyton era, my friends, Neil Anderson or Thomas Jones?
I know. This is.
Well, there's no comparison. Neil Anderson had 2 or 3 years that were some of the best that you would ever see.
Neil Anderson was on a Hall of Fame track before he just decided he was just going to fall down.
Right.
Did Neil ever make All Pro?
Oh yeah.
Love Thomas Jones.
88 season, I guarantee he was an All Pro.
Come on, Neil Anderson was like the
second team All Pro in 90.
What about 88?
He was Pro Bowl 88 to 91.
I feel like the Pro Bowl back then meant a little more.
Yeah, nobody skipped out on it.
Yeah, they took their free trip to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. He averaged 4 yards a carry, 1,500 yards, 6,100 or 1,500 attempts, 6,100 yards.
89 on a bad Bears team, 1,275.
Who was
Whether
you needed it or not.
Who was the All-Pro running back in 88? Was it Herschel Walker? Or first-team All-Pro?
No, he was All-Pro in 90. And he was sixth in Offensive Player of the Year.
In 90.
Yeah, second All-Pro. So in 1990, your All-Pro running backs. Hang on. I got it for you here, John. Don't you worry.
It's going to be Barry Sanders.
Thurman.
Barry Sanders. Yeah, that's kind of hard to dislodge.
Yeah, and Thurman Thomas. Yeah. But in 88, I can't think of anybody that would have been better than him in 88.
You need to know.
I do need to know.
Dickerson and Roger Craig.
Oh, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Herschel and Icky.
Herschel. Okay.
Icky can go pound.
Herschel was a force in 88. I'll give whoever made that. But Roger Craig is bullshit. The only reason why he got that
system back.
Yep. He only played on San Francisco. That's why he made that. And Eric Dickerson was a punk. And he sucked too.
Neil still out getting per attempt, 4.4 to 4.3.
Probably every one of those guys except Herschel Walker.
No, Roger had it more, but again, the Niners.
Niners.
Yeah, Gary Anderson, not the kicker.
On the Rams.
Averaged 5 yards a carry. He was a Charger at that point.
Oh, he was a Charger at that point. Okay.
Yeah.
He bounced around quite a bit. I think was at the Buccaneers.
Anyway, Neil Anderson fucking ruled. And we love Thomas Jones. That's not to say we don't love Thomas Jones.
Thomas Jones, better actor than Neil Anderson. Let's say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Neil right now owns a 2,000-acre peanut farm outside of Gainesville.
I'll stop by and see him next time I'm down there.
Stop by and say hello. We got one more to end this on.
Yeah. Ill-fated joke segment, fashion corner that Crypto Fart Coin wants. We could have waited for Andrew, but you know, we needed more for this episode. Best ever dressed band.
I mean, is Bowie not like?
I mean, that's like one guy.
Yeah, but his band was still decked out. Is that to be a band?
I'd say band on aggregate, every member.
Does Gwar count?
Yes.
Gwar.
Ska bands do not count, though.
Ska bands do not count.
Do the Hives count?
That's who I was thinking of, Matt.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a pretty simple look.
They're doing, but and it's a bit,
but elegant. It's elegant. Yeah.
Yeah. No, Gwar. Sorry.
What about Metallica in 1983?
Metallica is not the answer to any question.
But no, Metallica in 1983, though.
Nope, forget it.
Speed of Sound tour, a bunch of assholes.
I'm just a bunch of assholes. I'm getting to the point where I'm almost ignoring when Metallica was good.
Well, they've sucked for three times as long as they were awesome.
Yeah, they have sucked for far longer than they were good. So I don't want to hear it. Yeah, no, the answer is Gwar.
It's a little too art school for me. Because that's literally where they formed.
Personal taste, man.
I'm trying to think of someone that, like, there's not a, like, it's not a uniform, it's not, like, it's not costume, like, because Kiss, fuck off, be serious, grow up.
I mean, I like Kiss, but it's fine. I mean, if you've seen the Stones post-1980 or so, like, they're actually, like, pretty decked out, except for Charlie, who couldn't be bothered. And now he's dead, so they're not the Stones anymore. Please stop touring. They have some.
I'm not the GNR guy that you are, Sam. But I think
who could be
Meat Era, Guns N' Roses.
You like that?
With I mean the original drummer. What the hell is his name? Like in the Sweet Child of Mine videos.
Steven Adler.
Yeah, is wearing a TSOL shirt for Christ's sake. And Slash is Slash, and Axl is Axl.
There's too many cod pieces.
Is he? Well, there's a lot of sashes too.
There's a lot of sashes.
Is he more of a bandana guy or a neckerchief guy?
He was both. There's a lot of scarves all over that.
This was the style at the time.
It's the style at the time. So that's a fine pick. All right, that's enough. This is getting silly and stupid, which is what we do best. We understand, but. Anyway, we will be back in Fatal 4-Way Formation next week, at least we think. Maybe Slack's just going to write us off and come back and pretend not to know us. That's what he should do.
Or he'll end up being detained at The Hague.
Yeah, either or. But he might still call in from The Hague.
They give you one Slack. They give you one phone call?
Yeah, and he'll do it for the podcast. So for John and Matt, I'm Sam. Thank you so much for listening. Please rate, review, and share. Listening and downloading, rate, review, and share. That's how that goes. Until next week, Top Guys out.